Today's Amud is Megillah Hey Amud Beis. We're holding on Hey Amud Aleph, the last line, Amar Rabbi Elazar. So we mentioned the fact that when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, instead of being Makdim Tisha B'Av, we actually push off Tisha B'Av to Sunday. So on that note, says the Gemara that Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Elazar brings in the name of Rabbi Chanina, Eidos, that Rabbi did three interesting things. Rabbi, first of all, number one, he was not a Netiya B'Purim. He planted something on Purim. Apparently he wasn't Chayshish for the Isser to do Malacha on Purim, and he planted something. The Gemara will discuss that shortly. Number two is Verachatz Bikraina Shal Tzipuri. He took a shower in the markets where the caravans were all passing by in public, in Tzipuri. B'Shevasar B'Tamuz, on Shevasar B'Tamuz, I mean, even though some are Makbid, not to take a shower, which is Betzim Malacha that applies to Tisha B'Av. Some are Makbid not to do it during the other fast as well. No, Rabbi, he took a shower even in public. He wasn't Chayshish for any sort of Isser. And number three is Uvikesh Lakor Tisha B'Av. He wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av below Haidulai. But the Chachamim were not masking. So now Amr Lefan of Rabbi Bar Zavda. So this is Rabbi Lazar reporting this Eidus about Rabbi. So Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said to Rabbi Lazar that Rabbi, Loi Kach Haya Maisa, that you're not getting the story correct. It's not that Rabbi wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. Ela Tisha B'Av Shechal Yois B'Shabbos Hava. It was specifically about this certain Tisha B'Av. It was a Tisha B'Av that was Chal on Shabbos. Udechenuhu La'achar Shabbos. So it was a Nidcha, it was pushed off to Sunday. V'amar Rabbi, so Rabbi wanted to say that no, there's no such thing, it doesn't get pushed off. Rather, Hayil V'Nidcha Yidacha. Since you can't do it, it's Shabbos. So there's no fast on Sunday. There's no fast on the 10th. There's a fast called Tisha B'Av. If you can't fast, you can't fast. You missed it. So then there's no Tisha B'Av that year. However, v'lohaydu chachamim, and the chachamim were maskim, they said no, that we're gonna fast on Sunday. So it wasn't that Humamish wanted to make it that there's no such thing as Tisha B'Av. He just in a year where, anyways, it was a nimcha, so that's when Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. So Kari Alei Sar Belazar, when he heard this from Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Sar Belazar said about himself that Toiva Meshnayim Mina Echad. Now you see from here that two is better than one. It's a pasuk in Mishle in Koheles that Toiva Meshnayim Mina Echad, that two is better than one. And Rabbi Lazar was saying that it's good to have a chavrusa. It's good that Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda was in front of me. He was able to correct my mistake if I was by myself. So I would have gone around thinking that Rabbi wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. Now, Baruch Hashem, I had Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda there to correct me and to teach me that no, really, Rabbi just wanted to uproot a Tisha B'Av that was a Nidcha anyways. Now, the first thing that Rabbi Lazar was made about Rabbi is that Rabbi was, he planted something on Purim. So now the Gemara, for most of this Amun, is going to focus on this, that Rabbi planted something on Purim. Ask the Gemara, V'Rabbi heichi nata netiya b'Purim? How was Rabbi able to plant something on Purim? V'atani Rabbi Yosef, Simcha u'mishte v'yamtif. The pasuk describes Purim in Megillas Esther as being a day of Simcha u'mishte and a yamtif. So we darsha from here that Simcha, it's a day of Simcha, melameid shasurim behespin. Now we learn from there that Purim is asur to give a hespin, you're not allowed to give a hespin on Purim. Mishta melamed shaser betaynus, that there's a chiyuv suda we're going to see later, and you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast on Purim, and the yomtiv melamed shaser basias malacha. It's a yomtiv that teaches us that you're not allowed to do malacha. So if so, how is Rebbe able to plant something that's a malacha? How is he able to plant something on Purim? The pasuk says in the Megillah that it's a yomtiv, and we learn from there that it's aser and asias malacha. So says the Gemara three terutzim. So terutz number one. So Ella Rebbe Barar Besar Hava V'chinata B'chameis Arnata. The Rebbe was a Ben Ir. He lived in a city that was unwalled, and he planted something on the 15th. So it was not a problem. The only Isser is to do Malacha on your day. So being that he lived in an Ir, he didn't live in a Krach. He lived in an Ir, and so he was a Ben Arba Asar. He was a Ben Yedalit, and he did the Malacha on Tesvav. So that's why there was no problems. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? That Rebbe was a Barar Besar, he was a Ben Ir, he was a Ben Yedalid. It's not true. V'harebi b'Tveria hava. Rebbe, we know. Rebbe was a resident of Tveria. U'Tveria mukefes chayma mimais Yeshua ben Nun havai. And we know about Tveria, that Tveria is considered a walled city. So it's not true that Rebbe was a bar yadalad. He wasn't a ben ir. He lived in the krach. He lived in Tveria. So it says the Gemara, Ella Rebbe bar Chamisar hava, v'chinata bar Beisar hava. So switch the story around. The Rebbe was a ben krach. His day of Purim was on the 15th, and the day that he did the planting, that he did the malacha, that was on the 14th. Says the Gemara, but really Rebbe was a ben krach. He lived in a krach. Umi pshitale the Tveria mukefas chayma mimais Yeshua benun was a pashatim that Tveria is considered a walled city and that its day of Purim is the 15th. V'chizkia kari b'Tveria bar besar uvechamesar. We know that Chizkia, he considered Tveria to be a suffik, and so he read the Megillah both on the 14th and the 15th. And because Misafkulei, he had a suffik, imikafas chayma mimais Yeshua ben Nuni Eli, he was misupik. If Tveria was considered a walled city from the days of Yeshua, so you see, it was a suffik. If Tveria is a place that's considered a suffik, so how was Rebbe able to plant on any of the 2 days? So says the Gemara, Nanei Nachanami lechizkia Misafkulei, leRebbe pshitalei. Chizkia was misupik. What the din of Tveria was. But Rebbe didn't have any suffix. Rebbe considered Tveria to be a krach. So he was a ben tesvav, and he read the Megillah on the 15th. But when he did the planting, that was on the 14th. Rebbe was pashatim. The Ritva explains, Chizkia lived later. He didn't know that Rebbe didn't have such a suffix. He didn't know what Rebbe's anhaga was. Chizkia was mesupik. Is it a krach? Is it an ear? He wasn't sure. It was in walled city from the times of Yeshua. Chizkia wasn't sure. But to Rebbe considered it a vaday walled city. So he only kept Purim on the 15th. And when he did the planting, that was on the 14th. Says the Gemara, but still, v'chipshita le'mishari, even if it was pashatim, was it okay to do planting on the other day, to do malacha on the other day? V'aksiv b'megillas tainis. It says in Megillas tainis, which is a Megillah which discusses all the different days that are like yamim tovim, and they're usur to perform any sort of hesped or tainis on these days. So it says in this Megillah of Megillas tainis, it says that asiyoyim arba asar v'asiyoyim chamisha asar yoyim puraya inun. It says that both the 14th and the 15th are days of Purim, they're days of Yamim Tovim. Deloy lemisbad behind, that you're not allowed to do hesped. V'amar Rava, and Rava explains that that which it says that the 14th and the 15th are both Yamim Tovim, even though it says it in Megillas Esther, we don't need these days to be listed in the Megillas Tainis. We have Megillas Esther for that. So Amar Rava, Rava explained that like Nitzrucha and Megillas Tainis is coming to teach us. Ella la aser eshel ze bezeh ve eshel ze bezeh. From the Megillah, from Megillas Esther, so all you know is that if you're in the city, so your day of Purim is the 14th. And if you're in a krach, so your day of Purim is the 15th. Megillas Tainis is coming to tell us that no matter where you live, the 14th and the 15th are both considered a Purim. So even if you live in a city that's an unwalled city, you still keep the 15th somewhat as Purim also. Not that you read the Megillah, but it's Aser and Hespen and Tainis, and presumably also Aser Besias Malacha. And even if you live in the 15th, if you live in a krach, the 14th is also a little bit of Purim for you. So you see, each day is Aser for the other. Each day is Aser for the other. So if so, even if Rebbe was Pasha to him, that Tveria, let's say, is a krach, that's it's a walled city, how is he able to plan on the 14th? Says the Gemara, because Hani Mili Behespenu Betainis. That which each day of Purim is considered Purim, even for the other one, meaning a Ben Yudalin, the 15th is also a little bit of Purim, and a Ben Tesvav, so then Yudalin is also a little bit of Purim, that's only with regards to Hespen and Tainis. Avo Malacha, Yayim Echad Vesulai. But this Malacha only applies to one of the days, only applies to your actual day of Purim. Aini, is that true? V'harav chazi alehu gavra dahava kashadi kisna bepuria. Rav one time saw a person that he was planting some kain on Purim. He was planting flax on Purim, and Velatia, and he cursed him. So you see that even the Gemara is assuming right now that it was the other day, and in Afal Pike, Rav gave him a curse. So says the Gemara, and says the Gemara that Velait Sama Kisne in Taka, his flax that didn't grow. So says the Gemara, no Hasab Bar Yoyima Hava. That wasn't on the other day. That was on the person's actual day of Purim. He was doing malacha on his actual day. That's why Rav gave him a curse. But this is the end now of the first teretz. So the Gemara's teretz is that how was the Gemara the Kasha? How was Rebbe able to plant on Purim? The final answer is that Rebbe lived in Tveria. Rebbe was pshitet to him that let's say Tveria is a walled city, so he only kept Purim on the 15th. Meaning that he only kept Purim on the 15th, the 14th is mutter in Asiyas Mulacha, and that's when he did the planting. It says in Miguel's Tainus that the 14th, that both days are Purim. Yeah, so he's not allowed to give a hesped, he's not allowed to fast on the 14th, but Malacha he is allowed to do on the 14th, and that's what he did, that's what he made, that's what he did this planting. Says the Gemara now a second teretz. Again, the kasha is how is Rebbe able to plant on Purim? I thought Purim is Aser Basias Malacha. So says the Gemara, Rabba Braid the Rava Amer, a second teretz, Afilu Tema Biyayime. It could even be that he planted on his actual day of Purim. But Masiyas Malacha is not Asur on Purim. Hesped v'tainis kabilu alayu. Malacha like kabilu alayu. Even though the Megillah first says that it's a yayim of simcha u'mishta v'yamtiv, which we darshan that it's Asur Masiyas Malacha, that was what the Megillah originally said, but they didn't accept that. Klal Yisrael did not accept the Isser Malacha. They only accepted the Isser of Hesped and Tainus. They did not accept the Isser Malacha. And how do we know that? Demei Kara, originally in Megillas Esther, the earlier pasuk Ksiv, it says that Simcha u'mishtev v'yamtiv, and we said that Yamtiv teaches us that it's Aser ba'asiyas Malacha. But then if you look in the Psukim later, l'besayv Ksiv, la'asayis oysam yimei mishtev v'simcha. V'ilu Yamtiv like Siv, it doesn't say that it's a Yamtiv, it leaves out Yamtiv. It just says mishtev v'simcha, which teaches us that it's Aser in Hespin and Tainus. But it leaves out the fact that it's a Yamtiv and that it's Aser ba'asiyas Malacha. The reason is because Klal Yisrael did not accept the Isser Malacha of Purim. Ve'elo Rav Maitaima Latya Lehu Gavra. So if Purim is not really Asr Basias Malacha, so then what's the reason that Rav gave a curse to the person who was planting on Purim, who was planting his flax on Purim? Says the Gemara, because Devarim Hamutarim Va'achirim Nahagu Behen Isser Hava. And the reason why Rav gave a curse is because in Rav's city, even though in terms of the Megillah, there's no Midivrei Kabbalah, there was no Isser Malacha that was accepted by Klal Yisrael, in Rav's city, the Minhag was not to do Malacha. And if you're in a place that the Minhag is not to do Malacha, so then you're not allowed to do Malacha. So that's why Rav gave this person the curse, because he was planting, even though the Minhag Amak was not to do Malacha. However, Rebbe was able to plant because Uba Asrei the Rebbe Leinog. In Rebbe's city, they didn't have such a minog. In Rebbe's city, they did Malacha. And that's why Rebbe was able to plant on Purim. So that's the second teretz. Says the Gemara now, Vibayis Eima, third teretz, the La'ilam Nahog, that really, even in Rebbe's city, there was a minog not to do Malacha. So how was Rebbe able to plant? The Rebbe Natiya Shal Simcha Nata. Rebbe wasn't just stam planting. He was planting a certain type of plant. It's a plant Shal Simcha. What's this plant Shal Simcha? Could it not? Like we learned in the Mishnah, in Mesachas Tainus. Yeah, Mesachas Tainus. It says over there, Mesachas Tainus, then Avru Elu, if these days, if these fasts, if it doesn't rain, so they make certain fast days, and if these fasts, if they pass, V'loy nanu, and still Klal Yisrael is not answered, and it still doesn't rain. So then we start taking on more chumras. Mematin, memasu, matan. We start decreasing the amount of business that we do. Mebinyan, we decrease in our buildings. Ubenetia, and plantings. Be'erisin, ubenisuin, with our engagements and our chasanos. Betana Allah, and the Braisa teaches about this Mishnah that what does it mean that we're memait in binyan and netia? That we're memait in building and planting. It says that binyan is binyan shal simcha. That we stop building shal simcha, and netia is netia shal simcha. Now says the Braisa, Ezehu binyan shal simcha. What does it mean a binyan shal simcha? Zehabayna beis chasnas levnai. It refers to someone who builds a chuppah for his son, for the chasna. That's a building shal simcha that you don't do in these difficult times when it's not raining. And Ezehi netia shal simcha. And what's this netia shal simcha that we refrain from doing during these difficult times? Zehanaiteya avorniki shal malachim. It's a person who plants a certain type of tree that provides nice shade for the kings. That's considered a netiyah shal simcha. So now the Gemara is saying that the way the Ritva explains, that we see that by fast days, that when it's difficult time, when there's difficult times, when it's not raining, so we refrain from this type of planting. So it makes sense that that's the planting that Rebbe did on Purim, being that it's in the Tia Shal Simcha, even though on Purim there is an Isser Malacha, or at least the Minug in Rebbe's place was not to do Malacha, still this type of planting, which is in the Tia Shal Simcha, that is Mutter on Purim, and that's what Rebbe did. So three terutzim. Either number one, we said that Rebbe was planting on the other day. He was, let's say, a Ben Krach, and he was planting on the 14th. Teretz number two is that we weren't mekabel in Isser Malacha. And in Rebbe city, there wasn't even a minug to refrain from doing Malacha. And Rebbe planted even on his day of Purim. Nothing wrong. And Teretz number three is that really there is at least a minug not to do Malacha in Rebbe city. And just Rebbe was planting a certain type of plant that was in the Tia Shal Simcha, which is mutter to plant on Purim. Says the Gemara Vector now, that Gufa, we mentioned, that Chizkiya Kari B'Tiveria B'Arbesar B'Chamesar. We mentioned the idea, the fact, that Chizkiya, he read the Megillah in Tiveria, both on the 14th and the 15th, because Nisafkele, Imikafes Chayma, Mimaisa Yeshua Benoni, Eli. He was Mesupik, if Tiveria was a city that was considered walled from the days of Yeshua, or if it was not. So therefore he read on both the 14th and the 15th. Asked the Gemara, Umi Misafkale Milsa de Tiveria, was he really misupik about the matter of Tiveria, whether Tiveria was considered walled from the times of Yeshua? We know for a fact that the walls around Tiveria were there from the times of Yeshua. Vaksiv, the Pasuk says in Yeshua, it says Vare Mivtsar, it describes that these were the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael when Yeshua went in. And the list, it says Hatsidim Tser Vechamas Rakas Ukineras, the Kaimel on Rakas Utaveria. And we know that Rakas is another name for Tiveria. So you see that Tiveria was a walled city already Bizman Yeshua. So what was Chizkiya Safik? Says the Gemara, Hainu Taima de Misafkale. It's for the following reason that Chizkiya was Mesupik about Tiveria, even though the walls were for sure there from the Yemais Yeshua. Mishum dechad gisa shura diyama havas. Because Tiveria really only has a wall around three of its sides. One of its sides doesn't have a wall. Instead, it's bordered by the sea. It has the kinneret. It has the shura diyama havas. Its wall is just a wall of water. And that's what he was misupik about. That's what he was misupik. Does that count? Does that count as a wall? Is Tiveria considered a walled city? So the actual walls were there from the times of Yeshua. His suffix was whether the sea could be the fourth wall. Says the Gemara, if that was his suffix, yach, if so, amai misafkale. That's not a reason to be misupik. Vade lav chaymahi. We know that the sea cannot count as a wall to make something into a walled city by when it comes to the halachis of bati ari chayma, when a person buys or sells a house in a walled city. The Tani, we learned in the Braisa. Asher lay chayma, it says that when it's discussing in the Torah the halachis of the Bati Ari chayma, so it says that it's a city that has a wall, and we darsha from there, v'loy shor eger, and not that it just has a bunch of houses around. Let's say there's a city, there's a bunch of houses in the city, and then all around the city there are houses, and all these houses, there's no space in between one house and the other. They have no side yard. The houses are all connected to each other. And so, Mamela, the backs of the houses, all, or the fronts of the houses, all make a wall around the city. Does that count as a wall? Says the Bryson, no, it has to have an actual wall. Veloishor Eger means not that just the houses form a wall around. That's not considered a walled city. And Saviv, it has a wall all around, Prala Tiveria Shiyama Chaymasa, which is excluding Tiveria, that the sea is one of its walls, that's not considered a walled city with regards to Bati Ari Chayma. So if so, what was Chizkiya Safik? If that was the Safik, is because of the sea, so then we know it's not a walled city, it's Mefersh in the Braisa. Says the Gemara, that's with regards to Bati Ari Chayma, in Achanami. Le'inyin Bati Ari Chayma, Lai Misafkalei. When it comes to the halachis of Bati Ari Chayma, a person selling his house, so that in a chanami, that he didn't have a suffix, that we have a drasha, that it's not considered a walled city. Kika misafkalei le'inyin mikra megillah. He had a specific suffix with regards to mikra megillah, Could the sea count as a wall? And his suffix was because of the following. That my prazin umay mukafin. What's the ikar nukuda when we say that the open cities, they keep the 14th, and the walled cities keep the 15th? My prazin umay mukafin diksivi gabe mikra megillah. What does it mean? What's the essence of the open cities and the walled cities that it says by Mikra Megillah? Is it Mishum Dahani Migalu Vahani Loi Migalu? Is the Iker factor the fact that these cities are exposed? The Prazim are exposed. They're unwalled and they're exposed. Vahani Loi Migalu, as opposed to the walled cities that they're not exposed. In which case, Vahanami Migalia, in which case Tavaria, being that the sea is on one of its sides, it's also exposed, and that makes it into a prazim. It makes it into an open city, a dilma, or perhaps it's the ikar factor of whether something is walled or not walled is mishum dahani mignu vahani loy mignu. Is because these ones are protected, the krachim, the walled cities, they have extra protection, vahani loy mignu, as opposed to the prazim, that they don't have a wall and they're unprotected. And if that's the ikar factor, so then vahanami miganya, then it would come out that Tveria, which has three walls, and then the sea acts kilu as a wall and it's protecting the city. And mishumah, and it should be like a krach that reads Megillah on the 15th. Mishumachi misafkale, and that's why he had a suffix. Even though it's true that the Braisa darshes on the pasuk that when it comes to Bati Arichayma, the sea cannot count as a wall, Chizki had a suffix. When it comes to Mikra Megillah, could a sea count as a wall? Because of that, he read Megillah in Tveria on both the 14th and the 15th because of the suffix about whether or not a sea could count as a wall. So now the Paiskim discuss an interesting halachas and l'chayr, what should be with Manhattan or any island? Let's say Manhattan. It's surrounded by water on all sides. So l'chayr, it should be like a suffix krach. It's a suffix walled city. And if so, they should read Megillah in Manhattan or any island on both the 14th and the 15th. Because we have this suffix by Mikra Megillah if the sea is considered a wall. So the chayr, it's obvious, but Rav Yecheskel Roth has a short tshuva about this, an Emek HaTshuva, and Chilek Vav, and Simon Reish Pehe, and he says that it's true Manhattan might be considered a walled city, Mimais Yeshua, because of the sea, and maybe the sea is considered a wall, but it might have been walled Mimais Yeshua, but it wasn't a city. You have to be a walled city, Mimais Yeshua. This might have been walled, but it wasn't a city. It's not a walled city because nobody lived there. So it's true. It might be walled, Mimais Yeshua. But being that it wasn't a city, it wasn't inhabited, so that's why these various islands or Manhattan is not considered. He's speaking about Manhattan in the tshuva, so that's why Manhattan, he says, that's why they only read on Yedalit, they don't read on Tezvav. Or Sternbach and Truus van Hagois and Chilik Hay and Simon Reish Lamil Ches. So he writes, and this is negate to all islands, he says that Chizkiya Suffolk was dafka about Tveria because it also has walls. His suffolk was, if one of the sides, maybe more than one, but at least if you have some walls, could the sea also act as a wall? But if you have an island that's surrounded on all four sides by water, so that's not even a little bit like Shushan. Being that that's not even a little bit like Shushan, that Rechizki would never have such a suffolk. If it's a sea on all four sides, that's for sure not considered a walled city with regards to Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara, Vayter, now just a few more lines. Says the Gemara that Rav Asi Kari Megillah Behutzal Bar Besor Bechamesar. Another city that's a suffix. It says that Rav Asi, he read the Megillah in Hutzal on the 14th and the 15th, because Misafkele Imikafes Chayim Imimaisi Yeshua Ben Nunhi Eli, he was misupik if it was considered a walled city or not. Or Ika Darmi, some have a different version, that Amr Rav Asi Hai Hutzal the Beis Vinyamin Mukafes Chayim Imimaisi Yeshua Ben Nunhi. It's not a suffix. It's Vadai. It is considered a krach, and people in Hutzal should read the Megillah on the 15th.